evening, everyone. Welcome to Salem, Missouri. I'm Mike Trafford. And we're ready for some we're ready for SBA basketball tonight. It's the Mayor Bobcats Tangle with the Salem Tigers. It's a pair of teams that are undefeated in conference play. Almost Salem's having a rough year. They are 8-9 on the season. Mayor Bobcats are 15-3 coming into tonight's ballgame against the Mayor Bobcats. We're in Salem on a foggy Tuesday night in the Ozarks. We're going to take a break here, our first break of the night. We'll come back. We've got a big night to talk about. The crowd's still buzzing over the JV game here tonight, which went into overtime. Thayer actually tied the game at 49 on a Chris Cray game-tying layup with 1 second remaining. And then the Bobcats outscored Salem 5-0 in the overtime period to bring home the victory here tonight. We hope that's a precursor of things to come here in the varsity. Let's take our first time out of the night. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on the ECOP Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Pre-order your chicks by February 24th for March 24th pickup, or order by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations, and varieties and quantities are subject to availability. And hey, get your garden ready, because onion sets and seed potatoes are in now. Come and get them in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than a farm store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
Welcome back to Salem, Missouri. I'm the Red Bull Mike Race. We're getting ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight. Again, the Bobcats coming into tonight with a record of 15-3, and the Bobcats are 1-0 in SCA conference play. And of course, this is a big conference matchup here tonight. Thayer with two conference games this week. They'll play again on Friday night over in Douglas County. We'll go to make the road trip over to Ava. Will be on Friday. Thayer's on a big winning streak. Bobcats have won 12 in a row. They have not lost since the championship game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament back right before. Matter of fact, the final of that tournament held right after the New Year. So they have not lost it since the second day of January. And here we are, the fourth day of February. These Bobcats are really starting to put it together. And a lot of that due to the fact that Jace Haven are really starting to play well, and Logan Doss has been playing outstanding over about the last 3 weeks or so. So the juniors that played football are starting to get into a basketball shape, and they're really starting to play really good basketball. And they're getting some work off the bench, and that was a concern coming into the year. But the big sophomore, Keaton Nicholson, has really picked his game up, and Lane Grimes coming off the bench, and some others that have kind of stepped up here at the varsity level. Of course, if you say we care, or if you follow Thayer Bobcat basketball, you know this is a team that has no seniors, almost all sophomores, and a couple of juniors out there, and the team that's really beginning to gel. And they're going to make some noise. I think we get down to district time. They're going to make a lot of noise. And they're going to make a lot of noise in the SCA. They're trying to win their second straight SCA championship. Of course, Thayer last year undefeated in the SCA and the conference champ. Salem Tigers, again, they're 1-0 in the conference. They're 8-9 overall, struggling a little bit, but they are huge. And, of course, the Thayer Bobcats always have a little bit of trouble playing the Tigers up here at Salem. They've got a 6-9 in Lucas Morrison, and a 6'4" in Carter Chilton, number 23 and number 55. They will be a force for the Bobcats to reckon with here in the ball game tonight. They play other teams with some big kids, and they use their speed and just good smart basketball. And of course, as always, it's a very good defensive Thayer Bobcat basketball team. And we're about 6 minutes away from the tip-off. We'll come back, take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's game in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why venture far when the best deal on a Chevrolet is right here at home? At River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, you're sure to find the car, truck, SUV, or crossover that's perfect for you, for a price that fits your budget. Start searching for your next vehicle right now, wherever you are, by visiting them online at rivercountrychevrolet.com. And be sure to find and follow them on Facebook. That is the best way to keep up with unique deals and serious savings. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, they're there for you.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Hey, we're back here in Salem, Missouri, getting ready for tonight's game. The Thayer Bobcats and the Salem Tigers. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First up for the Salem Tigers, who are 8-9 on the year, coached by Brian Carty. They'll start number 10, Reese Dodson, a 5'11". Also starting number 12, Silas Wolf. He's a 6-footer. The 6'1", Garrett Connell, wears number, I'm sorry, the 6-foot, number 12 is Silas Wolf. Number 20, Braden Carmack, the other starter, a 6'1". Carter Chilton, at 6'4", wears number 23. And big number 55, Lucas Morrison, at 6'9". And for the Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the same lineup we've seen each and every night. Gage Pitts, a 5'11", sophomore, along with Jace Haven, a 6'1", junior. 6'1", sophomore, Landry Pitts, 6-foot junior, Jordan Andrews, and the 6'1", junior, Jordan Andrews, by the way, is a sophomore. Logan Goss, the other starter, the 6'1", junior. So as you can see, Thayer, nobody in the starting lineup over 6'1". Salem's got a 6'4", and a 6'9". This one is going to be interesting tonight, a big matchup for the Thayer Bobcats. I mentioned earlier, Thayer 15-3. They have won 12 in a row since going to 3-3 after losing in the championship game of the Caboodle Holiday Tournament over at Caboodle High School, lost to the number one ranked Dora Mountain. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off. Stay with us. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, along with Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Parton Electric, William O'Fran, CPA, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, along with Fred O'Neill at the Law Office and the Levin Point River Title Company in Thayer. We'll take another break. Back with your tip-off in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgery. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from, starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
Hey, we're back after a great rendition of Atlanta by a trio of good ladies here at the Sable High School Gym. That was really good. A little country flavor to it. I like it. All right, get ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. Gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Forstner's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart store, Hunt's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at Remax Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service of Thayer, the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center, along with Dr. Jacob Ekman, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains. And we're getting ready for Thayer Bobcat basketball here tonight on the ECHOP Sports Network. Don't forget to stay tuned. Coming up at halftime, we'll have your Thayer Peach Fan halftime report. And stay with us after the game for the post-game report. And, of course, every three-pointer made tonight by the Thayer Bobcats brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. We hope they hit a bunch of them here this evening. Bobcats will be wearing the green uniform tonight, trimmed in the white. Salem will wear the white, trimmed in the baby blue, or the Carolina blue, if you will. I know they hate for you to call it baby blue anymore. When I was in high school, we also had these same school colors in Cahokia, and we like to call it sky blue, not baby blue. Anyway, Salem Tigers. And the announcement here, you'll have a big roar, big crowd here for the ball game tonight. They love their SBA football and basketball here in Salem. We're going to step away. We'll be back. Tip-off for tonight's game coming right up. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Landmark Bank, here for you.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And we're back getting ready for tonight's game. I want to remind you, after the ball game tonight, you can always go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, listen to a podcast replay of the ball game that's presented by Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer and Alton. That's right, you can find every game we broadcast here on the Ecom Sports Network, whether it be football or basketball, you'll find the podcast at ecomnewsnetwork.com. And how about those Chiefs winning that Super Bowl on Sunday? Here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Salem Tigers. They get it quickly down the floor to Dotson, and he lays it up and in. Reese Dotson off the tip, hits a layup. Here come the Fair Bobcats. Salem's going to play a little zone defense. Bobcats are working down the baseline. Andrews going all the way down and puts up a layup. Andrews with the bucket, his first two of the night. We're 20 seconds into the game, and Fair Salem tied at two. Salem didn't show much defense on that possession. Fair just out quick. Bobcats still playing the zone. They're playing a 1-3-1 matchup. Salem working around the perimeter. Got it to Wolf. Wolf down in the right corner to Dodson. Dodson holds the ball high, going to dump it inside for Morrison. He goes to the other side with a pass to the cutter. That is Carmack. Carmack's shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be whistled on the Fair Bobcat. That'll be on Gase Haven. That'll be foul number one on the Fair Bobcat junior tonight, Gase Haven. And that'll send number 20, that is Braden Carmack, to the free throw line for the Salem Tigers. First one is up. Clanks off the back of the rim, no good. Just underway here in Salem, Missouri. Fair Bobcats and Salem Tigers. Tigers at the line trying to break a 2-2 tie. And it is Braden Carmack, and he hits the second free throw. So first point is line for Carmack, and the Bobcats quickly up the floor the other way. Gage Pitts worked it to the left side to Haven, down in the corner to Landry Pitts. Landry brings it out to the wing on the dribble drive, gives to Haven in the corner, out on top to Andrews, back to Haven. He'll drive the baseline, but he's going to be called for a travel. Yep, took a little hop step before he put that dribble down. So the Bobcats turned it over. By the way, if you weren't with us earlier, Fair Bobcat Junior Varsity a winner tonight, 54-49 in overtime. That kind of sets the tone for the basketball here tonight. This crowd is pumped up. Salem Tigers working around the perimeter, got it on the right side for Dodson. Dodson brings it out and around the horn to Carmack. Carmack looks to the cutter in the lane, now puts the ball on the floor one time. And down in the right corner it goes to Wolf. Wolf back outside. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Haven. And he's going to get pushed by number 20, Braden Carmack. Well, Carmack called for the first foul of the night against the Salem Tigers. Non-shooting foul came on the rebound. So the Bobcats are inbound to take it the length of the floor. A little 1-2-2 zone press here, or zone defense by the Salem Tigers. They'll pick up in the half court. Bobcats working up the left side. Gage Pitts hands to Jordan Andrews. Jordan moving off the screen, goes into the free throw circle, kicks it back out to Haven. Out to Gage Pitts for three. That one's off the front rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Morrison. Haven had inside position. Morrison at 6'9", just went up over the top of it. I tell you, this Morrison kid is huge. I remember him from the football team. They get him the ball down to the block. He turns, shoots, no good. Goes to get his own rebound. We got a foul, no, a hell ball. They're going to call a jump ball. And the ball will belong to the Fair Bobcats on the alternating possession. 6:08 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2. Fair trailing the Salem Tigers. Gage Pitts worked it up the left side. Got it down the corner to Andrews. Drives the baseline. Pulls up 12-footer. That one is up and no good. Rebound to Morrison. He has it taken away, but a foul going to be called on Logan Doss of the Fair Bobcats. So Doss and Haven each pick up an early foul here at Salem. 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats quick on the shots tonight. They get ready defensively here. Andrews clapping his hands, says, let's go, boys. Let's go. Let's play some defense. Bobcats in the matchup zone, the 1-3-1. Salem working around the outside. Got the ball over to Wolf. Wolf going down the right side of the lane. Got to the bucket. Puts up a shot. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Salem out of bounds. It'll be Fair Bobcat ball. Got to wonder if Morrison would get called for an over-the-back tonight. He was all over the back of Jace Haven there. Knocked that ball out of bounds. Here come the Bobcats. Landry Pitts up the right side. Hands off to Haven. Haven got it over to Andrews. Andrews tried to slice into the lane. Got stopped. Pulls it out. Gives it down the corner. Now to Pitts. Pitts going over to Haven. Haven back to Andrews. Brought it out to three. Now puts it on the floor. Moves down to the baseline. Little fadeaway jump was good. Andrews, this second bucket of the night. The Fair Bobcats are up 4-3. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Salem working around the perimeter. Number 23, Chilton's got it top of the key. He's down the left corner from Carmack. Carmack going inside now to Morrison. Morrison trying to power up to the bucket. Shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. When he's that close to the basket, he's going to get the rebound at 6'9". Here comes Thayer. Quickly down the floor. Pitch outside to Andrews for three. Bingo! Jordan Andrews. Just a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. First three of the night. Thayer leads it now 7-5. Salem works it down to the right corner to Dotson. Now back outside. Dotson will take the shot from the top, and it's good. Number 10, Reese Dotson. He scored 5 for Salem. And we're tied. Actually, Salem's up by 1, 8-7. Mayor Bobcats with it. Haven works it across the free throw lane. Is on the right side to Andrews. Another 3. Bingo! Jordan Andrews has come out firing on all cylinders tonight. He scored all 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. We're only 4 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer back on top by 2. Tigers working around. Got it to Dotson. Dotson top of the key. Ball ends up now down the left corner to Carmack. Carmack back outside to Chilton and to Carmack. And now Carmack gives it to Wolf. Wolf down the left corner to Carmack. Carmack back out top. And then we're going to get an offensive foul. Number 20. That is Carmack called for his second foul here in the first quarter. He shoved off trying to get some room, and the offensive foul is called. Now that means substitution time for the Salem Tigers. Garrett Connell. Garrett Connell, number 15, will check in. At 6'1". They don't lose any size there, but anytime you lose a starter, it's got to affect your team. Thayer with the ball. On top is Andrews. Andrews in the lane. Going to be called for a travel. Yep, took an extra step there. And Coach Matt Pitts didn't like that at all. He didn't like that call at all. Here comes Salem with the basketball, down by 2. Ball swung on the left side. And you get it to Chilton. Chilton down in the corner to Connell. Connell back out on top. Number 12 with it now. That is Wolf. Swings it on the left side to Connell. Connell down to Chilton. Down in the left corner. Chilton looking to get the ball inside for Morrison. Couldn't. Gives it up and around the horn. It goes to the right side, back on top. Now the pass to the high post, and Morrison tried to dribble it and dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Up by 2. 10-8. Substitution for the Tigers. Number 12, Silas Wolf checks out. Number 1, Dawson Conway at 5'9", checks into the ballgame for the Salem Tigers. There's a little bad pass by Landry Pitts. Almost intercepted out there by Connell. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. On the sideline, Landry. Inbounds to Gage Pitts. He'll swing it over to Andrews. Andrews down the left corner to Landry. Pitts for 3. That one is blocked by Morrison. The Gage Pitts picks up the loose ball down on the baseline. He's trying to leave a pass inside. That one stolen by Salem. Oh, there's a travel in the backcourt. Yep, Dawson Conway travel with the basketball for the Salem Tigers. Thayer going to get it right back. With 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats with a 10-8 lead here. Tough, quick-moving first quarter here at Salem. Gage Pitts will trigger it in for Thayer. They'll bring it out front to Andrews. He's had a pair of threes here in the first quarter. He moves into the lane, pulls up with a short jumper. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Salem's number 15, Garrett Connell. Connell, give it up in the backcourt to Dodson. He'll bring it across the timeline. Dodson scored 5 to lead Salem here in the quarter. Ball down the left corner now to Conway. Conway back out and cross-court. It goes to Dodson. Dodson trying to lob it inside over the head of Morrison. It's intercepted by Haven. Haven up the floor to Andrews. Spins in the lane. Has a little trouble with the dribble and the ball picked up. And there's a travel. Oh, we got a timeout call by Coach Cardi of the Salem Tigers. Well, Salem will take a timeout here. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 10-8. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
We come out of the timeout with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Thayer leading Salem 10-8. Good first quarter here so far. Thayer Bobcats have one player that scored all 10 points. That is Jordan Andrews, the sophomore. He's hit a pair of threes and a couple of twos. Salem with the ball here. Chance to tie before the first quarter break. They swing it around the horn. Bobcats in that 1-3-1 matchup. By the way, while we were in the timeout, Keaton Nicholson checked in the ball game for Thayer in place of Logan Doss. Salem continues to swing it around the perimeter. Got it down to Chilton in the corner. Chilton pass out front. Almost intercepted. Now taken by Connell. Connell gives off to Dodson in the corner. 3-point shot, no. And a foul on the rebound. The rebound went to Morrison at 6'9". And Gage Pitts, who they list as 5'11", and that's stretching him a little bit, tried to go up and block to your shot. So Gage Pitts going to be called for the foul his first. Third team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first quarter. First free throw for Morrison is up and good. Lucas Morrison. 6'9". And now Gage Pitts will check out of the game. Lane Grimes will check in for Thayer. Chilton is out. And number 12, Silas Wolf back in for Salem. Second free throw is up for Morrison. It is good. So Morrison hits the two free throws. He's got 4 points. And we're tied at 10. Thayer about gets the ball. Andrews to Haven. Haven steps through a double team, kicks it back out to Grimes. Grimes will go around to Pitts. And it's Landry Pitts. He'll give it to Haven in the corner. Haven driving the baseline. Puts the shot up off the window and good. Haven saw a seam and he went right through it. And Chase Haven, his first 2 points of the ball game, puts Thayer back on top, 12-10. Good drive on the left side by the Thayer Bobcats. And here's almost a steal. Haven got a hand on that pass in the corner, knocked it out of bounds. Salem will trigger it in here. Dawson Conway will be the trigger man. Got in the corner to Connell. Connell trying to pass it back out front. Ball is tipped. Salem picks it up. 3-point shot. Good! Reese Dodson with his second 3-pointer of the game for Salem. And Salem back on top with a minute 12 to go in the quarter, 13-12. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts takes it down the lane. Feeds it back out to Haven. Haven, right side, Elaine Grimes. He'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. Keaton Nicholson with a rebound. Couldn't follow it up. And the rebound controlled by Morrison for Salem. He'll give it out to Dodson. Dodson walking it up the floor under a minute to go. Salem probably holds for the final shot here. They're just playing catch out front. Wolf and Dodson. Bobcats come out now to guard. We're down to 42 seconds to play. Wolf with it again. Back over to Dodson out front. Dodson will give it. Now they go to the high post to Morrison. Back out and continues to throw it around. Got it back to Dodson. You think Dodson's the guy that went. Oh, there's an interception by Haven. Haven knocked it down, and then the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Salem. So Haven with the interception, then he lost it. And it went out of bounds off the hands of the Salem Tigers in the scrum after the ball. But Thayer's got it back, 25 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Bobcats with a chance to retake the lead here with a shot. Andrews on the left side with 18 seconds to go. Holds it out near midcourt. Bobcats trying to get the offense set. Haven's got it now out top with 11 seconds. Bobcats start the motion. They go to Andrews. Andrews moving off a screen. Penetrates into the lane. Lays up a shot. Blocked by Morrison out of bounds with 2.8 seconds to go. Well, Thayer will inbound it here. Gage Pitts getting checked back in. He'll be in there to possibly shoot a three. Well, Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket with 2.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer trying to get the lead back. Gage Pitts the trigger man. Got in the corner and Andrews steps to the right, fires it up. It's good! A three-pointer by George Andrews from the Thayer Bobcats. Have taken a 2-point lead at the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, 15-13. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll be back to Salem in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring, located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
Three-point shooting performance being put on by Jordan Andrews for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Jordan has hit three in a row, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 15-13 as we head to the second quarter. And by the way, 2 3-pointers for Reese Dodson to lead the way for the Salem Tigers. And Andrews has scored 13 of the Bobcats' first 15 points here. Bobcats back to the starters on the floor with the exception of Keaton Nicholson in there in place of Logan Doss. Salem with their starters back on the floor here all the way around with the exception of number one, Dawson Conway out there. There's a penetration by Chilton. Gets the ball outside to Conway. 3-point shot is up. No good. Nicholson with a rebound. Thayer down the floor. Here they come. Haven on the break. Got it up to Gage Pitts. Gage cross court with a pass to Nicholson. Nicholson. And, oh, they're going to call him for a travel. Yeah, might have drug that pivot foot. And now the Bobcats make a substitution. Logan Doss will get back in there. Keaton Nicholson is out. So Thayer back to the starters on the floor with 7:31 to go in the first half. They are with a two-point lead. Salem with the basketball. Here come the Tigers. They feed it over to Chilton. Chilton down in the corner. Got it there to Conway. Conway back out to Chilton. Looking to get it to Morrison in the paint. Didn't find it open. Gives it over to Wolf. Wolf back to Conway on the left side wing. They swing it cross court to Dodson. Dodson moving off the screen. Now hands the ball to Chilton. Chilton will take it back out top for the Salem Tigers. Gives it over to Dodson. Dodson dumping it down to Morrison. He turns. Little baby hook shot is up and good. Lucas Morrison now with 6 points in the first half for the Salem Tigers, and we're tied at 15 with 6:52 to go in the second quarter. And Bobcats for the offense. Kick in the half court game. Got it to Andrews. Andrews penetrates down the baseline, pulls up the jumper, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, volleyed around, and controlled by Salem. Here they come. They got it to Morrison, and he has it taken away by Andrews. Andrews with a steal. Up the floor, the 2-on-2. Andrews going to the bucket, and he's going to get fouled. The shot wouldn't go down. And number 12, Silas Wolf, going to be called for foul. He thought he had drawn the charge. Official says no and called him for the block. Most of that's because of the good body control of Jordan Andrews. When he got in the air, he turned a little sideways, and he just caught about half the body. And that'll get you the blocking foul every time. Andrews at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Jordan Andrews now with 14 points in the game for the Thayer Bobcats, 14 of their 16. Only other Bobcat to score has been Jace Haven. Another one for Andrews is up, and it's good. Andrews with 15 now. And here comes Salem Tigers, down by two. Bobcats with a lead, playing in the second quarter here. Out on top is Wolf. Wolf gives the ball over on the right side to Chilton for Salem. Over to Conway, top of the key. Back on the right side to Dodson. Dodson, little shake and bake between the legs with the dribble. Now gives up. Oh, almost Bobcats almost stole that pass. Going down inside. Shot is up by Wolf. No good. Rebound. Doss. Bobcats on the run. To Landry Pitts. He lays it up and in. He beat Morrison to the rack. Landry Pitts with his first 2 points of the line. And Thayer with their biggest lead. It's four. It is 19-15. Salem with a penetration. Now back out into the corner. It goes to Conway. Haven jumps out on him. He's trying to dump it down to Morrison. Bobcats had him fronted. And the ball stolen by Landry Pitts. And here come the Bobcats on the break again. Pitts will swing it over to Haven. Now on the left side to Andrews for three more. Yes, sir. Jordan Andrews knocking him down. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And Salem wants a timeout. Bobcats on a run. They lead it 22-15 with 5:39 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now back after the timeout, Salem Tigers with a basketball. Coach Carney called that timeout to stop the bleeding. Thayer Bobcats on a 7-0 run here. And Salem working on the offensive end, got it down to Morrison. Bobcats come around behind him as he tries to dribble and knock it away and out of bounds. Good play by Landry Pitts and Jordan Andrews in there. Morrison tends to want to dribble the ball at 6'9 when he catches it in the paint. The Bobcats have learned that. And they're coming from the backside and knocking it away. They've done that the last two times he's caught it. Salem on the inbound. Looking to get it in. They do in the corner to Carmack. Carmack back outside. Carmack back in there, by the way, in place of Conway. Here to get to Dodson. Long shot, no good. Rebound down to Morrison. He powers it back up. That one's no good. Morrison again puts it in, and he's fouled. Morrison working hard in there on the boards. He's got 8 points now in the first half, and the foul is going to be on Logan Goss, I believe, of the Thayer Bobcats. Will be his second here in the first half. But Goss is, I mean, he's got the challenge to try and stop the big 6'9", Lucas Morrison. And the free throw is up and no good. But Salem stops the 7-0 Thayer Bobcat run with a bucket of their own. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back on the offensive end. Landry Pitts only traveled, just he did. Out on top, Landry Pitts faked left and went back right, but he picked up that foot. Bobcats with a couple of unforced turnovers here tonight, uncharacteristic for them. 4:50 to go in the ballgame. Thayer with a 5-point lead. Salem with the basketball. 22-17 the score, by the way. Thayer, or Salem, got it down the left corner to Chilton. Carter Chilton, he gives it up outside. Now cross court to Dodson. Dodson in the corner for Connell. Connell looking to drive the baseline, bringing it back out to Morrison, 15 feet from the bucket. Kicks it over to Chilton. He'll try a three-pointer, and it's good! Lucas Chilton hits a three, and Salem now on a 5-0 run. Thayer Bobcat lead is down to 2. Bobcats into the half-court set here. Havens, long pass cross-court to Landry Pitts, down to Gage. He'll elevate for the jumper from the baseline. That is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Havens got it, and we get a timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. It's a big possession for Thayer. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leads Salem by 2. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The only way to keep your vehicle performing at its best is with regular maintenance. The certified service experts at River Country Chevrolet in Thayer can precisely diagnose and service your vehicle. Everything from oil changes to engine work and transmission work. Regardless of the make and model, they know every inch of your vehicle and offer the lowest labor rates around and the lowest prices on tires in the area. Don't mess with the rest. Go to the best. Follow them on Facebook to keep up with current service specials. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer.
Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Paint Masters and Oregon County Cars, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, and Family Health Care, Mammoth Spring, Tammy Ward, nurse practitioner. Here come the Thayer Bobcats off the inbound. They got the ball down to Nicholson in the corner, feeds it back out to Haven. Now Nicholson. Nicholson back to Haven and around the horn. It goes down to Gage Pitts. He drives the baseline all the way into the bucket, trying to shoot a pass outside. So it's going to go to Nicholson, and Nicholson had moved. And the ball goes out of bounds into the Salem bench. So Thayer turns it over again. Three trips in a row for Thayer to turn the ball over. And Salem now with a chance to tie the score after being down 7 early in the quarter. Dodson's got it out top. He'll feed it down the right corner. Oh, and over the head of Garrett Connell. So Salem turns it over. And the Thayer Bobcats to get the ball back here with 3:45 to go in the first half. Gage Pitts goes on the right side. For Haven. Haven down to Landry Pitts on the left side wing. Now in the corner to Andrews. Three more. Yes, sir. Jordan Andrews having a night, folks. He's got 21 in the first half. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. They are back on top by 5. Salem got the ball down to Morrison. He gives it up to Dodson. He lays it up and in over the side of the rim. Good play right there. And Dodson, the beneficiary of a good pass by Lucas Morrison. Salem back within 3. Here's Landry Pitts going up with a shot, no good, but he's fouled by Morrison, who blocked it from behind, or at least got a piece of it. Well, Landry Pitts will go to free throw line to shoot 2. Foul on Lucas Morrison is his first of the night. Thayer getting ready to make a substitution. Lane Grimes going to check into the ballgame after the first free throw by Landry Pitts. Landry has 2 points in the ballgame tonight, got those out leading the break, and got 3 now as he hits the free throw. Gage Pitts going to the sideline for the Bobcats, and Lane Grimes will check in. Landry Pitts, second free throw is up, and that was no good. And rebound control by Morrison for Salem. So Thayer with a 4-point lead now, 3:06 to play in a half. Salem brings the ball into the front court. They'll swing it around to Chilton, now down in the corner for Carmack. Carmack back out to Chilton on the wing, back to Carmack. He's trying to drive the baseline, got a screen, gets up to the side of the rim, lays it up and in. And his first 2 points tonight for Braden Carmack. And it's back to a 2-point game now, 26-24. Thayer with the lead. Here's Jordan Andrews working out top. Up to the elbow, kicks it out to Landry Pitts for 3. That one's no good. Keaton Nicholson down with a rebound for Thayer. They'll reset the offense. Oh, and the pass going out top is going to be intercepted by Salem. Dodson going to the bucket, lays it in. Dodson got the steal in the bucket. He's got 12 in the first half. And Thayer now with the ball. Landry Pitts out top. We're tied at 26 with 2 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Haven going to the bucket. No, he's going to get a foul call. As Jace Haven going to the rack, he's going to be fouled by number number 15, that is Connell, will be his first to the right. And the 15th foul on the Salem Tigers. They are going to get Gage Pitts back in the ballgame. Now Landry Pitts will sit down. But they will inbound in a tie ball game with 2:12 to go here in the first half. We got it to Haven. Haven goes right to the basket and scores. Jace Haven goes over the top of big Lucas Morrison, laid it in off the window, and the Fair Bobcats are back on top, 28-26. Salem with it. They'll feed it right side to Connell. Connell watching his teammates pass through the lane. Now they give it to Dodson on the right side wing. Jumps it down to Morrison. To Carmack. Carmack into the lane. His shot blocked by Nicholson. Loose ball picked up by Andrews for Thayer. Bobcats pass it ahead to Gage Pitt. Gage going up under the defense. Spins it up their head. The sophomore with a pretty move. The circus shot for Gage Pitts. And Thayer's up by 4, 30-26. Salem trying to pass it back to the lane. Ball stolen by Keaton Nicholson. And then he gives it right back to Salem. Carmack into the lane. He's going to get hammered by Jordan Andrews, but he was not going to give Carmack an easy 2 points. Andrews will be called for the foul. That will be his first of the night. And going to the free throw line to shoot two, number 20, Braden Carmack. Carmack with 3 points in the ballgame. And the first free throw for him here is up and no good. Carmack misses the first one. He will shoot another. Trying to make it a three-point game. Down to a minute 26 to go in the first half. Thayer and Salem duking it out here at the Salem High School gym. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebound, Keaton Nicholson. Bobcats get it out to Pitts. Gage spins toward the lane. Gets double team. Gives off to Andrews. Andrews driving the baseline. Challenges Morrison. Lays it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Salem Tigers. Morrison got it. A 6'9 body bothered that shot. Now Salem with a chance to get back to within two. There's a baseline drive for number 15, Connell. And he tried to pass it back into the lane. The ball is deflected out of bounds by Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson played well off the bench here tonight. And here goes number 20, Carmack, out of the game for Salem. And here's the inbound play for the Tigers. Stolen by Haven. Haven, the long lead pass up to Gage Pitts, who will drive for the layup. Thayer Bobcats out running the floor. That's pretty. And a good feed from Jace Haven led him as Gage was just able to catch that ball. Here's another pass inside, stolen by Haven. Bobcats off on the break. Haven going to the rack. His shot is going to be blocked, but it's not going to count. We got a foul. It's going to be called on Salem before the shot. I mean, Haven had that thing knocked out of there. Foul's on number 12. That is Silas Wolf. And that'll be number two on Wolf. Fair will inbound the ball with 44 seconds to play here in the first half. Bobcats got it to Haven. Haven floats into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Nicholson. Trying to go right back up and has the ball knocked away by number 10, Reese Dodson. Substitution now for Salem. Wolf will check out. And number 33 checks in for the first time. And wants to find out who that is at halftime. He's not listed in the program. Bobcats inbound the ball with 37 seconds to go in the half, leading by 6. Here they give over to Lane Grimes. He'll drive to the lane. A little rope yo-yo shot, no good. Nicholson got the rebound. Right back up and scores. Nicholson with the bucket. His first two, and Thayer leads it by 8. 19 seconds to go in the first half. Salem with it out top. They swing it over. Got it down to Dodson in the corner. He'll elevate for a 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Andrews down with the rebound. Comes the Thayer Bobcats chance to run the lead out to 10. Andrews crosses the half court with 4. Elevates for the 3. Bingo! He hits another one. Jordan Andrews with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. Another one brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, and the Thayer Bobcats with an 11-point lead, 37-26 at the half, over the Salem Tigers here in Dent County. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. or for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri, or for kicking off your heels in a high-rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Hello, welcome back to Dent County. I'm the Red Bull Mike Race. We're at the PCN halftime show as the Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers, 37-26, thanks to the hot shooting of Jordan Andrews. Jordan Andrews has hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers in the first half. As a matter of fact, I believe he is 6 for 7 and has scored 24 points for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats just outplayed Salem, especially the final 4 minutes of the second quarter. It was a close game at the end of one, 15-13. Thayer had the lead at that point, but then Andrews caught fire, and the other Bobcats got into the scoring action as well. Gage Pitts hit a couple of buckets. Chase Havens got a couple. Landry Pitts with 3 points and two for Keaton Nicholson, who has really played well off the bench in the first half for the Thayer Bobcats. For the Salem Tigers, they're led by Reese Dotson, who has 12. The Tigers, I think they kind of got wore out. Bobcats are making them work really hard with the Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup zone defense. And then down on the other end, they're making the Salem players work hard on defense. They with good ball movement around the perimeter. They're you know, taking the dribble drives in the lane. They're forcing the issue. They're making Morrison defend in there in the paint, as they're just taking the ball right at him tonight. And to his credit, he's only committed one foul, and he scored 8 points, but he really seemed to get pretty tired there toward the end of the half. So, big first half of the Thayer Bobcats. A big second quarter. They outscored Salem in the second quarter, 22-13. You're listening to the PTN Halftime Report. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back to look at all the individual scoring here in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up and save 30% on wintertime essentials like gloves, beanies, and Under Armour cold gear base layers. Save 40% on Columbia fleece, vest, and Omni Heat coats. And take 40% off insulated camo. Check out the newest arrivals from Costa, Smartwool, PFG Rainwear, and find a new favorite PFG hat. Over 300 to pick from, starting at just $19. It's time to make room for spring at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
And you're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I bet you could call and get an order of a pizza right now, and they'd have it to you in time for the fourth quarter of this game. We're at halftime. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Salem Tigers here, 37-26. Biggest lead of the first half came on that three-pointer by Jordan Andrews in the final second. And, of course, he won this earlier. The Thayer Junior Varsity also won tonight. They tied their game with a shot at the buzzer by Chris Cray and then won it in overtime by 5, 54-49. All right, look at the scoring in the first half. First for the Salem Tigers, they're led by Reese Dodson. He's got 12. Lucas Morrison with 8. 3 apiece for Braden Carmack and Carter Chilton. That's all the scoring for the Salem Tigers. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Jordan Andrews. Jordan is 6-for-7 from the three-point line. He has scored 24 points in the ball game tonight. Landry Pitts with 3, Jace Haven with 4, Gage Pitts with 4, and 2 for Keaton Nicholson. I got to tell you, in my mind, I keep replaying that yo-yo shot, that little circus shot to Gage Pitts. Went up and under the big Lucas Morrison, the big 6'9 kid from Salem, and I don't think Morrison knew what to think, and Pitts got that heavy English spin on that ball and spun it in off the backboard. That's about as pretty a shot as you'll see. Again, Thayer Bobcats lead it over the Salem Tigers tonight, 37-26 at the half. We'll take one more timeout before we do that. Let me tell you, Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Landmark Bank of West Plains, Ozarka College, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, along with Community First Banking Company, Mayfield Auto Repair in West Plains, Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic, and Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Parton, your agent in Alton and Thayer. Now let's go to one more break. We'll be back with our third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Landmark Bank.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Pre-order your chicks by February 24th for March 24th pickup, or order by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations, and varieties and quantities are subject to availability. And hey, get your garden ready, because onion sets and seed potatoes are in now. Come and get them in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back and just underway here in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats back to the starters on the floor. Gage Pitts with it now, bounces it to the high post for Haven. Haven goes down the left side of the lane, shoots. Oh, no good, but he gets fouled by Chilton. And it'll be going to the free throw line for Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. Mentioned in the pregame, Jason really picked his game up here over the last couple of weeks and really beginning to round in the basketball form. And it's taken Jace a while, And I think he'll probably be the first to tell you, he really had a hard time getting over football and getting everything down for basketball. And that's understandable. An all-state football player, it took him a little while, but he has really started to play well. Second free throw for him is good after he missed the first. So Jace Haven with the first 2 points of the second half for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer now leads it by 12, 38-26. Salem with it. They're back to the starters on the floor as well. Carmack's got it in the corner. Now to lob it down inside to Morrison. Ball volleyed around. The Thayer Bobcats have got it. Jace Haven with another great defensive play. Haven, long lead pass to Thayer. Got it down to Doss. Fake. Gets Morrison off his feet and then scores. Logan Doss, his first 2 points of the night. So the juniors combined for an easy bucket for Thayer. And the Bobcats up now by 14. Slavin with it. Out top. Chilton feeds it around to Wolf. Wolf back over to Carmack on the left side wing. Down to Chilton in the left corner. They'll swing it outside. Going inside now to Morrison. Back out to Chilton in the corner. Fires a three-pointer. It is in and out. No good. And Logan Doss down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Gives to Andrews. George running the floor. Pulls up top of the key. Feeds one on the right side. That ball is stolen by Salem. Carmack going to the bucket. No good on the way up. He missed it. Rebound goes to Salem. Now it's on the floor. We get a held ball. It's going to be called, and possession will belong to the Salem Tigers. Good job by Jordan Andrews to get back defensively as Carmack was going to the hole. Carmack tried to showboat a little bit, and that allowed Andrews to get there and bother the layup enough that it didn't go in. Salem on the inbound, gets the ball to Chilton. Chilton backing down in the lane, puts it up, and nobody's going to be, oh, he's going to be fouled. Foul will be on Logan Doss. So Doss trying to get a body on him. It's going to be called for the foul. That'll be number three on Logan tonight. Logan called for his third foul here with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. And Nicholson gets up off the Bobcat bench, getting ready to check back in. Carter Chilton to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. Chilton with four. And Doss back out. Nicholson is in. Boy, Nicholson had a good second quarter. Didn't score a lot, but man, he rebounded. He even had a couple of blocked shots. A 6'3 sophomore. Second free throw for Chilton is good. So Chilton hits them both. First 2 points of the second half for Salem come from the free throw line. And the Thayer lead is back to 12, 40-28. Bobcats working on the offensive end. Got it to Gage Pitts. He goes down to the baseline. Bounce pass to Andrews in the lane. Pull up, short running one-handed. Good. Andrews from Pitts. That's just a pretty play right there. Not much you can do about that. A little give and go. And the Bobcats get the easy bucket. Andrews now with 26 points in the game. Salem Tigers with it. Carmack will feed it out top for Wolf. Wolf going right side to Dodson. Dodson back outside for Wolf and a long shot. No good. Rebound comes out long and Gage Pitts has got it. And it's going to be called for a travel in the backcourt. Well, Thayer will turn it over here. Pitts working against the defense trying to get away from number 12. That is Wolf. And travel with the ball before he can get the dribble down. That's just good defensive play by Wolf right there. Salem on the inbound. We'll bring it way out front to Dodson. Dodson leads Salem in scoring tonight with 12. He pulls up on the wing, kind of throw it to the high post, and ball is stolen by Haven, who outran Chilton to the ball. Close to the rack, scores the layup, and gets fouled. That'll be on Chilton. That'll be his second. Haven with his second good play of the third quarter. I mean, that's a dandy defensive play. Knocked the ball into the backcourt, and then he outran Chilton to it. Picked it up in an odd angle to the bucket, but he got it in off the window as Chilton fouled it. And Haven going to the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play. That one bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound comes out long. Salem trying to save it from going out of bounds, and they stepped on the sideline. Two Salem Tigers were going after the loose ball. And it goes out of bounds off the hands of the Tigers. Thayer will inbound on their own end with 5:49 to go, leading by 16 now, 44-28. Salem back in the zone defense. Thayer working it around the perimeter. Gage Pitts goes down to Nicholson. He tries to shoot it. Shot is blocked, but Haven picks it up, and he couldn't follow. Then Nicholson follows it up and in. Nicholson with his second bucket of the night. Thayer Bobcats outworking the Salem Tigers here. And the Bobcats are the result. Now have an 18-point lead. Here's Salem with it down low. They get it inside to Carmack. His shot partially blocked by Haven. Morrison with the rebound goes back up and in. 10 points now for Lucas Morrison for Salem. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Andrews spins into the lane, kicks it over to Haven. Haven steps, goes against his defense, puts it up off the window. No good. Tough luck there for Haven. That ball was all but in and popped out. Salem got the rebound. Coming the other way. Dodson Dodson. Quick pass down to the baseline to Carmack. Carmack back out to Dodson. Shakes the defense. And here comes Nicholson for the block. Three ball goes to Carmack. He goes back up and gets fouled. Well, Thayer Bobcat, not intimidated by the size of the Salem Tigers at all here tonight. And Carmack going to go to the free throw line here. Foul is on Landry Pitch. That'll be number one on Landry tonight. And the first free throw by Carmack is good. Braden Carmack now with 4 points in the ballgame. 4:48 to go in the third quarter. He will shoot another. It is good. Carmack with five. Four different Tigers have scored in the ballgame. Five different Bobcats have scored tonight. Matter of fact, six different Bobcats have scored. Thayer with the ball out top. And Gage Pitts will give it up and gets it right back at the top of the key. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Bobcats with a 14-point lead. They don't have to be in any hurry. Here's Pitts, goes to the top of the key. Oh, between the legs with the dribble drive. Puts up a shot, no good. The rebound comes out long. And it's taken by Salem. Carmack got it down to Morrison. One dribble and score. Morrison for two out on the break. Credit to big man getting out in front of the break. Thayer coming the other way. Andrew's going to the hole. He's going to take it all the way to the rack and get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That's what the Thayer Bobcats are doing now. They're just taking the ball to the basket. And defending on the Salem Tigers to foul him. Morrison picks up another foul. That'll be his second. And Jordan Andrews going to the free throw line, trying to add to his 26-point total. And the first one is up and good. 27 for Jordan. He'll look for number 28 here, and that's in a half and a half a quarter. Bounces it three times, sets it on the right hand. It is money. 28 points tonight for Jordan Andrews. The sophomore has been really good. And with 4 minutes to go in the third, Salem brings it the other way, down by 14 again. They get it in the corner for Connell. Connell down it down to Morrison. It's knocked away by Nicholson and picked up by Landry Pitts. Thayer on the steal. On the break, no look pass down to Nicholson. He fakes, gets the defender off his feet, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul as Nicholson goes up with a shot. Salem didn't much like the call, but I thought it was a good call. Nicholson with the fake, he got the defender off his feet, and then on the way up, the defender came down and swiped him and got him on the arm. So Keaton Nicholson now to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Foul on Connell with his second. And the first free throw for Nicholson, no good. Fourth team foul on Salem here in the third quarter. Now Chilton checks back in the ball game as Silas Wolf will check out. So Salem gets a little more size in the game. Nicholson steps to shoot another one. This one is good. So Nicholson with 5 points off the Bobcat bench. And Thayer now a little bit of three-quarter court pressure. 1-2-2. And Salem gets it across the timeline. Oh, it's stolen by Landry Pitts. Landry will drive for the layup. It's good. Landry Pitts snuck in, got in the passing lane and picked it off. And here's another steal on the Bobcats. Chase Haven with it, got it down to Andrews. Andrews with a shot, in and out, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Salem got it back. They are giving Salem fits. Here's Haven got knocked down at midcourt. Salem getting the ball down low, got it to Morrison, counted the foul. Haven got decked out there, big court. Kind of took the attention away from the ball, but Carmack with a nice feed to Morrison in the lane who laid it up and in. Morrison now with 14 points, and he will shoot for the three-point play. We're at 3:24 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leading by 17, and make it 16 again as Morrison hits another free throw. 15 points on the line for big Lucas Morrison. He had 8 in the first half. He's got 7 here in the third quarter. And Thayer with the ball. They can slow it down a little bit here on offense with a 16-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Landry Pitts has got it on the right side. On the wing, pulls up the dribble, gives it out to Gage Pitts. Gage over to Haven for three. It's good! Chase Haven with his first three-pointer tonight, brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Haven with 10 points in the ballgame. I mentioned it early, Haven really starting to find his game. And if he starts finding his game, these Bobcats are going to be really hard to beat. Here's a three-pointer by Dodson for Salem from the top of the key. It's no good, but a foul. Going to be called on the rebound. It'll be either Landry Pitts or Jace Haven. Both in there. It is Haven called for the foul. So Jace will pick up his second. Trying to foul Big Lucas, or trying to rebound with Big Lucas Morrison, and he got him on the arm. Salem inbounds the ball to Chilton. Chilton will spin move down on the baseline. Goes up for a shot. It is deflected and out of bounds. Will be controlled by the Salem Tigers. 2:39 to play in the third quarter. Salem having all kinds of trouble offensively. Tigers will inbound it now. It'll be Carmack to trigger it in. He got it in for Connell. Connell to Carmack. Back outside. Morrison for three. That was an air ball. Rebounded by Jordan Andrews. He gets it to Haven on the break, and he misses the layup. Haven misses the layup. And rebound control by Salem. They come the other way. Chilt down to the baseline. Bobcats cut him off. Tries to power his way down. Gives it outside for Connell. Connell going to the rack is going to get fouled. It'll be a block on Keaton Nicholson of the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson will be called for his first foul of the ball game. Number 35, Keaton Nicholson. Actually, that's the second foul on Nicholson tonight. And going to the free throw line to shoot two, number 15, Garrett Connell. Connell has not scored in the ball game tonight. And his first free throw is no good. 54-35, they are up by 19 over the Salem Tigers. They have stretched an 11-point lead at the half out to 19. Another free throw, no good. Nicholson down the rebound for Thayer. And here come the Bobcats. Chance to go up by 21 here with a bucket. Gage Pitts leads it over to Landry Pitts. Thayer really spreading the floor now, making Salem come out and guard. Here's Andrews. Free throw line jumper is up and no good. And rebound control by Chilton. Chilton on the dribble drive up the right side. Gives the ball to the trailer. That is Dodson. Dodson back to Chilton. He'll jump into a three. It is... No, it's good. Or Chilton with a soft touch. That ball stuck to the back of the rim and then fell in. Soft touch for the big 6'4", Carter Chilton. Thayer now with the ball, minute 38 to go in the third. Bobcats with a big lead here, lead it by 16. Got the ball down in the corner to Haven. Haven driving the baseline, challenges Chilton, goes up and lays it in. Chilton had to back off, and Haven now with 12 points. Two Bobcats in double figures. Thayer put 56 on the board. We're not done with the third quarter yet. Salem with it out on top. Connell feeds it down to Dodson in the corner. Dodson bounces it back out front. Got it to Chilton. Chilton back to Dodson on the right side wing. Out of Morrison. Back out to Connell. Connell trying to drive the baseline. Almost lost it. Picks it up and gives it back over to Dodson. Dodson back out to Chilton. He'll fire a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Andrews has the rebound. And it's stolen. Now Morrison picked it up for Salem. Shoots no good. And Keaton Nicholson down with the rebound. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts up the left side. 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 19. Gage Pitts working outside. Salem still in that zone. Thayer going to hold it here for the final shot. Ooh, and almost a throwaway. Oh, that should be a foul right there on Salem. Ball is out of bounds. It's off the hands of Salem. It'll be Thayer. No, they did call the foul. Yeah, I said it should have been a foul. Connell diving for that ball, grabbed Gage Pitts and rolled him out of bounds. So there's a hold on Connell. Substitution now is number 20. Braden Carmack will leave the floor for Salem. They bring number 12 back in the ballgame. That is Silas Wolf. Thayer with the ball, 25 seconds to go. Lane Grimes in for the Thayer Bobcats. Jace Haven is out. So Grimes and Nicholson off the Bobcat bench playing here. Here's Gage Pitts out front. He's going to be fouled again. This one will be on number 10, Dodson. Don't know why Dodson did that. Gage had gotten around him. Looked like he was going to go to the basket. But Thayer holding for the final shot of the quarter. There's still 18 seconds to go. Pitts was not going to shoot that ball. Dodson called for the foul. It's his first. And the free throw is up for Gage, and it's good. Gage Pitts with 5 points now in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 19. Make it 20 as Pitts hits the second one. 20-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Final seconds of the third quarter. Tigers get the ball into the front court with 13 seconds to go. Got it over to Dodson. Dodson driving the baseline. Leaves it back outside to Morrison, and he scores. Morrison with a good corner. He's got 17 now in the game. Thayer with a chance here for the last shot. Gage Pitts elevates. No good. There's the end of the third quarter. Our score, 58-40. Thayer Bobcats all over the Salem Tigers here tonight in Dent County. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Healthcare of Mammoth Spring, located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Healthcare accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
All set for our fourth quarter Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight, brought to you in part by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Oregon County Cars and Paintmasters, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, and Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey and the staff, along with River Country Chevrolet and FNBC, some of your Thayer Bobcat supporters. Salem now going man-to-man on the defense. Thayer will open the fourth quarter with the ball and an 18-point lead. They got it over to Jordan Andrews. Andrews going to the free throw line, kicks it back outside to Lane Grimes. Grimes backs it out with a dribble, brings it back over to Andrews. Andrews goes through a double team, going to the bucket, puts up a shot, no. And they're going to call a foul. This will be on, looks like, number 20. Yeah, number 20 calls the foul. That is Braden Carmack. That'll be number 3 on Carmack. And Jordan Andrews to go to the free throw line, shooting the 1-1. They called it on the floor before the shot. So Andrews trying to add to his point total. He's got 28 tonight. Looking to reach the 30-point plateau here in Salem. First one is up, and it's good. 29. Now for the sophomore. He's had a huge night. He had 24 in the first half. He's only scored 5 here in the second. But his teammates have picked up the scoring slack. Second free throw is up for Andrews, and good. He's got 30. Bayer Bobcats lead it now by 20, 60-40. We're down under 7.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Salem with it. Trying to work it to Chilton. He's not open. By the way, Morrison off the floor for Salem, the big 6'9 kid. Salem with it. They get it to Connell. Connell back out in the corner to Wolf. Wolf going down to the baseline. He's going to get fouled. That'll be on, I believe, Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven going to be called for a hold as Connell got around him on the baseline. Haven called for his third. That'll be team foul number 6 on the Bobcats. Salem will start shooting 1-1 on the next one. They run the inbound play down under the bucket. They bring it way out front for Dodson. Dodson working against Gage Pitts. Ends it up in the corner now to Connell. Connell dumping it to Chilton. Chilton turns, faces up the bucket, working on Nicholson. Going up with a shot, no good. And rebound taken by Nicholson. Thayer on the run. Lane Grimes going to the hole. He scores! Connell got back there, tried to block it. And Lane Grimes says, nah, I'm putting this ball in the hole. Lane Grimes with his first bucket of the night. And now 7 different Bobcats have scored in the game. Here's a steal by Andrews. Andrews at the Gage Pitts ahead of the defense. He'll drive for the layup, but it's good. Gage Pitts now with 8 points, and the Bobcat defense absolutely overwhelming the Salem Tigers here tonight. Thayer leads it by 24. Here goes Dodson in the lane. Ball stolen by Haven at the Gage Pitts, trying to catch it. Does, trying to get a shot up, but he was too far under the bucket. And Gage Pitts came down kind of funny. Looks like he may have twisted an ankle. Gage may have twisted an ankle there. And Coach Matt Pitts is going to get him out of the ballgame. Logan Doss and Landry Pitts both getting ready to check in for Thayer. Here's the ball down low for Salem, and it's stolen now by Andrews. Andrews off on the break, behind the back with a dribble, going to the bucket, put it up, no. Lane Grimes down there with a rebound. As he went up for it, he is fouled. That'll be number 12, Silas Wolf, called for his third foul of the night for Salem. And Lane Grimes going to the line to shoot the 1-1. And Bobcats getting ready to make substitutions. So are the Salem Tigers. Gage Pitts out. They'll take a look at that ankle. Landry Pitts is in. Also Logan Doss back in there. Keaton Nicholson, who has played maybe the best game I've seen him play all year here tonight. The big sophomore really starting to come into his own. Lane Grimes at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Lane's got 3 on the line. Nicholson with 5. So 8 points for the Bobcats coming off the bench here this evening. Second one is up by Grimes, rattles in and out, then falls in. So Lane Grimes got the break there on the shot that rattled in, popped up, and fell back in the hole. Well, Thayer now leads it by 26. Salem with it. Down to 6 minutes to go. Outside it goes. Now over to Wolf. Wolf down the corner to Dodson. Dodson down to Morrison. Back outside. Over on the left side for number 33, who is Ethan Simpson, by the way. Simpson feeds it outside and around the horn to Carmack. Carmack back over to Dodson. Dodson back to Carmack. Carmack going into the lane. Elevates for the shot. No good. Rebound, Jace Haven. Haven dribbles out of the pack. Air Bobcats up the left side. Jace Haven, he's wanting to go to the rack. Goes all the way to the bucket. He lost control, and it goes off his knee out of bounds. Jace maybe trying to do a little bit too much right there. Ideally, should have given that ball to the wing, moved that defender inside, then got it back on the give and go. Salem Tigers with the ball back down by 26. Out on top is Simpson. Simpson's pass deflected and now stolen by the Bobcats. Jordan Andrews, underhand pass over the lane. Grimes for the lay-in. Grimey's got six tonight off the Bobcat bench, and Thayer increases the lead to 28. That was the defense of Andrews there, and here's another defensive play by Haven. But Carmack got it back, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Landry Pitts. He gets tied up by Dodson, and it'll be Salem ball. Levi Paulette checking in the ballgame for Thayer Bobcats. Jordan Andrews will sit. Jordan with 30 points in the ballgame tonight. What a night for the sophomore. And he was 6 out of 7 shooting the 3. Here's Dodson for 3 off the inbound play for Salem. No good. Chilton down with a rebound and scores for the Salem Tigers. Chilton now with 10. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Haven wings it over to Landry Pitts. Landry looking to go to the bucket. Now gives it out to Levi Paulette. Levi swings it on the right side for Haven. Thayer will work a little clock here with 4:43 to go. No, Haven into the lane. Dumps it off for Dodson, but not before, or gave it off to Doss. And a foul going to be committed as Haven went through the double team. Foul by number 23, Carter Chilton. That'll be number 3 on Chilton tonight. So the Bobcats came out tonight and said, we're not intimidated by your size. They went right to the hole with the basketball. Had a 15-13 lead at the end of one quarter. Stretched that lead to 37-26 at halftime. Now another substitution for Salem. Number 12 out of the game, that is Silas Wolf. Number 3 checking in, that is Gunnar Conkle. Second free throw was no good. And Bobcats didn't get the rebound. Salem got it. Dodson's got it. Right side to Chilton. Chilton going into the lane to Connell, cutting down the middle. He gets stopped by the defense. Now powers up a shot. It's no good. And the rebound to Landry Pitts. Player Bobcats have got the ball back with 4:20 to play in the game. They're kind of running it out here. This one well in hand, leading by 26 points. Here's Haven. He'll go right down the middle of the lane. Little sidestep and goes around Morrison for the easy lay-in. Jace Haven and the Thayer Bobcats have wore out the Salem Tigers here tonight. Here's Dodson with it, going into the lane. That's a nice move. Puts it up off the window and good. Dodson now with 14 for Salem. And Thayer going the other way. Lane Grimes going to the hole as he caught the pass from the outside. And Lane Grimes is going to go back to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul on number 15. That is Connell. That'll be his fourth of the game. Salem Tiger fans didn't like the call, but it was. He tried to get there and block the shot without any success. And Lane Grimes hits another free throw. Lane now with 7 points in the game. Jace Haven checks out. Thayer will get Keaton Nicholson back in the game. So it's Paulette, Landry Pitts, Logan Doss also back in there. Second free throw for Lane Grimes is good. Lane's got 8. 3:52 to play in the game. Thayer leading 72-44. Salem working. Got it down to Dodson on the baseline. Dodson breaks it out to the corner with a dribble. Feeds it down to Chilton. Chilton back out to Dodson. 3-point shot is on the way. That's no good. Rebound Salem. Back up and in. Number 3, Gunnar Conkle. Got the offensive rebound off the air ball. Thayer getting the ball down the floor. Nicholson on the pass from Grimes. Grimes now going to the bucket. Lays it up and good. Lane Grimes. Double figures with 10. That is the 1-2-3, third Bobcat in double figures tonight. Thayer playing that tough defense again. And here's a steal by Levi Paulette. Paulette took it away from Chilton. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back. 3 minutes to go in the game. Lane Grimes with it on the right side. Backs it out near midcourt. Crossover dribble. Feeds it down to Nicholson in the corner. Nicholson looking in the lane. Got to Levi Paulette. He goes to the bucket. Misses the shot. Doss with a rebound. Back up and in. Logan Doss with the bucket. He's got 4. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by 30. 76-46. There goes Dotson. Dotson with a nice spin move at the top of the key is going to be fouled by Levi Paulette. Paulette drawn for the foul will be his first of the night. And it'll send number 10, Reese Dodson, to the free throw line for Salem. And the Tigers now making more changes. Chilton is out. Number 13 will check in. That is Josh Arts. Also in there, number 11, and that is Easton May. Free throw for Dodson is up. First one is good. Shoot and shoot. Dodson now with 15 points in the game. We got another Tiger over there by the scoreboard. Looks like he will check into the game if Dodson hits this free throw. And that one is good. So Dodson's now to be done with 16 points tonight. Dodson with 16, 15 for Morrison, and 10 for Carter Chilt for Salem. Three players in double figures. And Chris Cray checks into the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats. So none of the starters, also Ryan Parker in for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer with none of the starters on the floor now. Here's Nicholson with his three-point line. He dribble drives in the lane all the way to bucket, lays it up and in. Nicholson now with 7 points in the ballgame. We've still got a minute 55 to go. Thayer leads it by 31, 78-47. Salem working around the perimeter. Got it to number 11. That is May. May going to a cutter in the lane. He tried to kick it back outside, and Connell threw it away. It'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats with a minute 35. Of course, the turbo clock is on and running. And now here's Jordan Madden going to check into the ballgame for Thayer. And who's checking out? It'll be Keaton Nicholson out. So Jordan Madden will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson out with his 7 points off the bench. Got a big night tonight for Nicholson. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. Ryan Parker got it on the left side. Feeds over to Lane Grimes. Grimes to Cray. Cray making a move on the right, trying to drive the baseline. He's going to elevate for the shot. It is up. Counting and a foul. Chris Cray coming in. Made a nice head and shoulder fake. Got his man off his feet. And drew the contact and hit the shot. So Chris Cray with his first 2 points of the night. Foul is on number 33. That is Ethan Simpson. One shot for Chris Cray trying to complete the three-point play. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken by Salem. They get it up the floor quickly to Conkle. Conkle will leave it. Oh, tried to pass it. The ball is going to be taken away. Thayer Bobcats with a steal. And then a held ball as Levi Paulette was laying face down. All he could do was cover it up. And with 29 seconds to go under the turbo clock, it'll be Thayer Bobcats ball. Bobcats can just run out the clock here. They're going to leave Dent County with a 33-point win, 80-47.